Good morning. Of course, now my computer goes slow. Okay, here we are. Welcome. You're peeking. No. I brought two images with me this morning, two of my favorite images. These that I will share with you are from one of my favorite Christian painters. What do you see in this picture that you're looking at, this painting? Palm trees, people. How many people?
Three.
What else do you see?
Trees.
Anything else? What are they doing?
Walking.
These three people, they're walking.
Looks like they're on a...
Looks like they're on a what?
Looks like they're on water.
Looks like they're on water. Yeah, it's red. I think maybe that's supposed to be... No, it's not blood, for heaven's sake. That's a road, I think. I think it's like red dirt. Have you ever been on North Shore where the dirt's really red, full of iron? I think it might be kind of like that. We're going to say it is anyway. So we've got three people. One of you said you knew who one of those people were. You think so?
Yeah.
You think that's Jesus in the middle?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's a white robe.
Because usually Jesus is in the middle and he's wearing all white. Oh, he doesn't have a hat on. Oh, the other ones do. You're right. I didn't notice that. And he's got a sash, too. You think it's Jesus. Well, in the story we heard from the gospel reading today, you can sneak over if you want to see a little bit better. In the story we heard from the gospel today, these two guys on the side, I'm assuming that's who we are because they have the hats on, so we're going to say they go together. So these two guys were walking down the road, and this is after Jesus' resurrection, but they hadn't seen Jesus yet. They're walking down the road, and they're talking about all the things that had happened in Jerusalem, and they were sad because Jesus was gone. And then this stranger came with them, this person they didn't know. He started talking with them, he started sharing with them, right? And they started walking along, and he said, "What are you talking about?" And they didn't know who he was, but they said to him, "You don't know all of the things that have happened? It's amazing and sad and astonishing." And they kept walking along, and they still didn't know who this guy was. And it got to be late in the day, and then they decided to stop for the night. You heard the story really well. You even read it. I saw you with your Bible open. They stopped for the night, and then they decided to have a meal together. And this is a picture from the same artist of them having a meal together. What do you see in this picture?
Bread and fish.
Bread and fish, and there's wine. We think that's wine. What else do you see? Three people again. There's, what's that, do you think?
A candle.
It looks like a candle. I think it might be either a candle or a dove. Yeah.
A dove with a...
Maybe a dove, yeah. So there's three people. What's he holding?
Bread.
He's holding the bread. So what we heard in the story was that when they found out who he was through when he broke bread and had a meal with them. And they went, "Oh, that's Jesus." They had no idea who he was when they were walking on the road for that whole time. They had no idea. And they sat down to have a meal together, and they realized who they were having a meal together with and who they had been walking with. Well, this is a wonderful story to talk about surprise. And it's a wonderful story to talk about how we see and recognize Jesus in our world today. We receive bread every week when we come together. Where do we receive it from?
Up here.
Yeah, so the altar, we break bread together, and we receive bread, and we are reminded of Christ with us. Well, that's not the only time Christ is with us, right? God is with us at all times. So whenever you have a meal together, whenever you're breaking bread and having a meal, Christ is there and is also there in all kinds of surprising ways. Even like those disciples walking on the road, they had no idea that was Jesus. But he was there, even though they didn't recognize him. God is with us at all times. And I'm glad to be able to share these images with you to remind you of that. God loves us so much that he never abandons us, never leaves us alone. Let's pray before you head back to your seats. Lord God, we give you thanks that you have truly blessed us with your presence. We give you thanks for the breaking of the bread and the receiving of your gift with us today and always. Help us always to be aware of where you are in our lives, working and moving and companioning us. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Thanks for coming up.